Okay, so here's what you do to use the piggyback induction. On a very simple level, you're going to start off by making 3, 4, maybe 5 physically verifiable statements about things inside their sensory experience, something they can see, something they can hear, and something they can feel. At the end of those 3 or 4, maybe 5 statements, you'll just use a simple conjunction like the word and, or whilst, or because, or that means, and you'll attach your suggestions like the word relax. Okay? Now at this point, your use of the hypnotic language cards that you learned all the way back on CD 3 will be of great importance to you. You can use it very, very well to help augment your piggyback inductions. So let's say you make a few statements. For example, you can hear the sound of my voice. Well, that's true. You can feel the temperature in your left hand. And maybe your left hand feels a little different to your right hand. Now, that's true as well, because your left and your right hands are different hands. They must feel slightly differently in some way. At the end of all these, you can add a simple statement, and you can relax. So that whole chain would sound something like this. You can hear the sound of my voice. You can feel the temperature in one of your hands. And one of your hands, your left hand and your right hand, will feel a little different to each other, which means you can begin to relax. So already you should be familiar with a lot of the principles that we used there in terms of the language and the construction. Now we're just using that in a more sophisticated way as a piggyback induction. We've already begun the process of relaxation. And then, of course, you cycle right back again to making 3 or 4 statements that are externally verifiably true. You can look around the room that you're in. And you can feel the pressure of the surface that you're sitting or standing on. You can also notice the temperature in the room whilst that relaxation continues to deepen just a little bit more. Again, notice how all these statements are verifiably true, and I've taken that step of relaxation just one slight step ahead of where we left off last time. Now, you can keep listing these things, adding suggestions a piece at a time, using your hypnotic language from CD3, and that will already create the induction. Now, the more you have someone responding to you, the more they go into a trance, the fewer yes set instructions you'll need, and the more the actual piggyback suggestions will just take all by themselves. So as the induction continues, you make increasingly less true statements, verifiable statements, and you make increasingly more piggyback suggestions which stand alone. Eventually, you'll make virtually only standalone suggestions. And we'll have an example of that coming up right up in a moment. Before we get into the example, there's one more thing I want to pull out for you. And that is the distinction between making this induction very direct or very indirect. If you're going to do this very directly, you'll be using words like hypnosis and trance very liberally as part of the induction. And that's how I'll start the next segment to make it a bit more obvious for you. However, you can also make it more indirect by using trance themes, which you've already explored in the past, to locate people into a trance experience without having to use the word hypnosis or trance itself. So words like relax, focus, feel comfort, go inside, imagine. All of these words and all the other ones that you've come up with on your own will imply a trance state or trance-like state and thereby allow you to indirectly recreate a hypnotic state without having to directly state that that's what's going on. So now you can use this induction directly and indirectly. So on the next track, you will have an example of the piggyback induction in action, and then we'll look at some more ways of refining that induction before we move on.